Hi, I'm Luke Hanson McDonald, and welcome to Beyond the Family Business. Welcome to Beyond the Family Business, and today we're going to be discussing the pros and cons of family-owned businesses. All right, let's jump into it. I'm going to first talk about the negatives, and the first item is nepotism over meritocracy. This is a common trap that family businesses run into, where people are promoted based on who they are and their bloodline rather than whether or not they've earned that position and will do a good job in that role. This is a problem for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it's very demoralizing to other team members who may not be part of the family. As well, it can lead to huge performance issues if you have a team member being given opportunities, like myself, that may or may not have been given those opportunities had they not had a certain last name. So the next thing is family dynamics overriding business priorities. So whether this is at the board level or even worse, in the workplace itself, one of the risks a family business has is that family dynamics can spill over. So you have two family members who have some personal issue with each other and they're not getting along, and it creates a toxic work environment. I had somebody recently explain a scenario of, you know, one family member telling them one thing and another family member telling them another thing, and the person was confused who to listen to. They ultimately didn't want to upset either of the owners. And it's a really unfair place for a team member to be in, to be caught between that kind of a family squabble. The other issue with, you know, family dynamics is there's often, you know, informalities that maybe are okay at the, you know, family kitchen table, but should not really make their way into the workplace. And that's absolutely a risk that family businesses need to manage, and it can create a pretty toxic work environment. So the last one I'll say is a loss of direction for the family members themselves. So this is less to do with the family business and more to do with the effect it has on the family. I can speak from personal experience. There's a tremendous amount of pressure on next generation, you know, members of a family business to get involved in the family business. And in my experience, it wasn't actually my parents. It was more, you know, employees with our business, or it was friends or other outside forces that, you know, had a fairly simplistic view and felt I should naturally want to take that step. Lucky for me, I do love business and I've really loved joining my family business, but it's not for everybody. And I could see how it would be a real shame to succumb to that pressure if your passions want to take you somewhere else. You know, and I think the reason why this one's important for the broader community is that, you know, if you have a family member who could be an excellent doctor or, you know, entrepreneur or something outside of the family business, but because of that pressure stays in the legacy business, I just think that that's a huge loss of potential and benefit to the community. Okay, so next I'm going to talk about the positives. And obviously I'm a little bit biased here, so I'm going to really try to cite my research to show that I am basing this off of scientific data. So first is family-owned businesses have been shown to have a higher trust rate with employees. So there was a Harvard study that looked at how people felt as far as trust goes with different types of organizations. And a state-owned organization was about 52% of people felt it had a good level of trust. Publicly traded organizations, it was around 56%. And for family-owned organizations, it was 67%, so over 10% higher than publicly traded organizations. It's no wonder that 60% of employees in the U.S. work for family-owned organizations. I thought that was a staggering number. And those are not for, you know, only large billion-dollar companies. It's actually largely for small, medium-sized enterprises that are family-owned. So that's pretty cool. So the second point is a long-term focus. I can speak from personal experience, whether it's my family or other business families around here, that, you know, we do have a very long-term focus. We're less prone to short-termism. This is something that's a huge issue with publicly traded companies, you know, where they're always chasing that quarterly result. Whereas families, you know, they have a deep investment, both financially, but also psychologically in their family business. And that has some great staying power with it. You know, one of the studies I saw, which I believe was from EY, was saying that family CEOs, their tenure is typically 25 to 28 years versus non-family CEOs is more in that 4 to 6 year range. So you can understand how having a single person in place for that long, while there's obviously risks around it, it really means that they're focused on decades at a time, and they're not just thinking about how do I get the best result in a few years and then I'm on my way to the next thing. So I think that long-term focus is absolutely a unique and very valuable part of family-owned businesses, because it provides stability to employees, to customers, and ultimately, if you want to grow something great, it takes years, you know, it takes decades. It doesn't happen overnight. All right, third, strong financial results. And, you know, I didn't put this one first because it's not the only thing that matters, but it is obviously very important that family-owned businesses are driving, you know, that financial result. And so there was two studies I wanted to look at. One, which was here from Canada. So National Bank of Canada looked at a basket of 43 publicly traded family-owned or family-controlled businesses, and then looked at the S&P and TSX, so Toronto Stock Exchange index, and the family-owned businesses outperformed. So over a period of 2005 to 2023, the return on the family-owned businesses was 324% versus the index was only 242%. So a very, very significant difference in return between those two. Now, you might be saying 43 companies, that's a relatively small basket. Well, Credit Suisse, they did a report recently where they looked at 900 family-controlled enterprises, and these were around the world. And since 2006, so they've been tracking this group of companies, they have outperformed the broader market on average per year by 400 basis points. That is a massive, massive difference when you look at, you know, decades of returns. So I thought those two were both great examples of that outperformance. And last, but certainly not least, is philanthropy. And, you know, there was an EY study in the last 10 years where they looked at family businesses around the world and found 81% of them were very active in philanthropy. So, you know, I think this is a really important one because, again, when you're short-term focused or you're purely financial focused, you forget about that role you are playing as a steward in your own community. And, you know, I was raised to always understand, like, we've been very, very fortunate. And, you know, there is a responsibility we have giving back to our community, because that community supported us and allowed us to be successful in the first place. That would absolutely not have happened without the community around us. So I really believe in that last point, and I can't stress it enough that everything I've seen supports the fact that, you know, family-owned businesses really do give back, especially locally, in my experience. All right, the conclusion. While there are many different challenges that are unique to family businesses, many of these challenges can be offset or fully mitigated as long as you're proactive and transparent with your team members and your family about what they are. As well, the positives seem to really outweigh the negatives for me, because they don't only benefit the family, they benefit your team members, and they also benefit the community. So for this reason, obviously, I'm very biased. I do believe that the positives outweigh the negatives. All right, thank you so much for your time. This was Beyond the Family Business. Please share this with other family businesses or members of business families that you may know. Take care. I'm Luke Hanson-McDonald. This was Beyond the Family Business. Please review and subscribe. Thank you very much. Talk to you next time.